North Carolina students will find it easier this year to pass the state's standardized tests. The State Board of Education decided yesterday to lower the score it would take to be deemed proficient. That means thousands of third graders will no longer have to attend summer reading camps mandated by the new reading law. WFAE's Lisa Miller joins me now in the studio. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Kevin.
Lisa, why did the State Board decide to do this now?
This change comes after the state toughened its tests to correspond to new Common Core standards, and students took those new tests for the first time last year. So a huge number of kids who would have passed under the old system were now failing the new test. We're talking pass rates going from 60% to 45%.
I bet there are some angry kids and angry parents.
Oh, lots of them. These are families who aren't used to thinking of their kids as struggling. And then you have the new reading law going into effect this year. That means not passing has some hefty consequences for third graders. Basically, those students have to attend a summer reading camp for 6 weeks.
So how many third graders have their summers back now, thanks to the new grading scale?
Well, the state's testing director is estimating between 10 and 12,000. And that breaks down to roughly 11% of third graders. And this is a big relief to many parents, but also to districts. Take Cabarrus County Schools. They were expecting 1,000 kids in summer camp. But the state wasn't giving the district enough to accommodate all those students. So now the district expects 600 students, and the state money should cover that.
Well, I certainly can see the hassle of summer camp, but if a kid is having a hard time reading, shouldn't they go?
Well, I mentioned Cabarrus County. I was talking to Jason Van Heukelum, the deputy superintendent of schools there, and he said, yes, the new grading scale means a lot of kids who could have benefited from the camps won't be going. But on the other hand, he says this eases a lot of anxiety and is probably a more accurate gauge of where students are. Here he is.
In that respect, I'm really glad that we're doing that, because right now, technically, we have 70% of children out there who have a level two. And I just don't believe that. You know, I don't believe that 70% of our kids, in some cases, are not on grade level.
And you can imagine when you tell a kid they've failed, it's not the best motivator to do better.
This change isn't just for third graders. This is for all students grade 3 and up taking standardized tests.
Yes, you're right. But the biggest impact is on third grade because of the reading law. High school students will feel some too, since their class grades are tied to these tests.
So how does the new grading scale work?
So those students who score a 3, which is passing on the new grading scale, would have likely scored the same on the old test before it got retooled. They just have been on the low end of what was considered a 3 then. And state education officials say separating those kids into a new level makes sense because it tells teachers they're close to being on track but are still missing the mark. And they say that makes it easier to figure out how to help them. Now, a current level 3 would move to a 4 and the current 4 to a 5.
Okay, but doesn't the new grading scale kind of defeat the purpose of making a more rigorous test in the first place?
Yes, that's been the complaint. If the intention is to raise standards and the same kid who is just barely passing continues to just barely pass, what's the difference? Is this going to be enough of a wake-up call to parents and teachers that more is expected? I asked Tammy Howard, who oversees the state's testing program, that. And
if
here's what she said.
If I earn a 3, then my parents would be able to look at my individual student report and they will see that I am not on track for college or career readiness.
In other words, they'll see that technically the student passed, but he or she is not where they should be.
So when does the new grading scale take effect?
This year. And for some high schoolers who took end-of-course exams in January, those will also be scored to the new grading scale.
WFAE's Lisa Miller. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.